15. Love knows no boundaries. Stepping out into the crisp morning air, feeling the crackle of frost underneath his shoes. It had been a long night, filled with thought and memories, both good and bad. He so loved her. Why did she have to be so hard-headed? He kept trying to tell her the truth, but she would not listen. A man, collected and well-dressed, strong and logically minded, madly in love with a wild child, a woman who walked her own way, looked at life her own way. In so many ways, they were total opposites, and in far more ways, they were exactly alike. Stubborn, determined, and ambitious as any person could be. She stood on one side of the line in her freestyle ways, and he stood on the other side of the line in goals to achieve. She trusted too many things to chance in his opinion, and she gently chided that he needed to relax more. It caused a deep sense of friction between them. They loved each other, but their worlds often collided. In both of their opinions, the collisions had come too often. He was grieved as he set off to work, leaving his house, watching the watercolor sunrise, and his thoughts lost deeply in the fog of the night's exchanged words. He turned back to check the back door of the house and admire the modern beauty of his home. Then, in quiet reflection, he thought of her old house in the older part of the city. It is old and accompanied by her and the two cats. Her old car against his new one. His modern exercise equipment against her old pedal bike. Each the same, each different. No matter what, the love remained. He reached for his cell phone, dialed her number. It rang and a soft voice said, "Hello?" "Hi, good morning. How are you?" he answered. He heard a long pause and then the reply, "I am doing good. How are you?" "I'm great. Just wanted to say, I love you," he said gently. He could almost feel her smile as she said, "I love you too." They hung up and he set on about his day, thinking to himself, love knows no boundaries.